USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters in California are continuing to battle two wildfires, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. Utility company PG&E is shutting down power to nearly 1 million customers in Northern California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy about that.
These blackouts, particularly with PG&E, the impact of that is unacceptable. We got to hold them accountable. We are going to do our best to get through these high wind events and work through Saturday, Sunday into Monday, get these lights back on.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill held a rare Saturday session to hear a closed-door deposition from Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Philip Ricoeur, as part of their impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The State Department has urged its officials not to participate in these sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping.
Actress Felicity Huffman is enjoying an early release from prison. Huffman was let go yesterday because of a prison policy for those scheduled to be released on weekends. She served 11 of her 14 days out of prison in Dublin, California, for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The new generation of veggie burgers aims to replace the beefier original with fake meat or fresher vegetables. Fat Brands International Chairman and former McDonald's USA CEO Ed Renzi says the idea of contrived food is fraudulent and wrong.
Well, I think the nutritional value of natural proteins coming from animals is well documented and well understood. When we have to go through a chemical process and contrived alteration of soybean protein to try to turn it into something that it's not is what I object to. A lot of those products have very high salt content, very high saturated fats. I just don't like all the hyperbole saying that we're going to put the beef industry out of existence, we're going to put the chicken industry out of existence. I just think it's wrong. This whole idea of contrived foods when the natural products are so much better. I'm a great fan of the idea of vegetarianism and veganism. That's a choice you get to make. If you want to live your life that way, I'm all for it. In fact, I love vegetables myself. But that doesn't mean we should go out and contrive it. You know, milk comes from a mother's breast, not from soybean and not from almonds.
And finally, in sports news, Game 4 of the World Series is set for tonight in Washington, D.C. First pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox. The Washington Nationals have a 2-1 series lead over the Houston Astros. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.